and a good morning to you. Marjorie Holmes was an American columnist and best-selling Christian author of some 134 books, 32 of which were bestsellers. She sold her first book when she was just a teenager, and that was right in the middle of the Great Depression. A number of years ago, she wrote the following prayer. It spoke to my heart. Perhaps it will speak to yours as well. Here's what she wrote. Help me not to put too much stock in possessions, Lord. I want things, sure. But life seems to be a continual round of wanting things. From the first toys we fight over as children, to our thrilled unwrapping of wedding presents, to those we buy in old age. Our concern is not primarily love and friends and pride in what we can do, but in things. Sometimes I'm ashamed of how much I want more and mere possessions. Things for my husband and the house and the children. Yes, and things for myself too. And this hunger is enhanced every time I turn on the television or walk through a shopping mall. My senses are tormented by the dazzling world of things. Lord, cool these fires of wanting. Help me to realize how futile is this passion for possessions. Because, and this is what strips my values to the bone, one of my best friends died yesterday in the very midst of her possessions. She was in the beautiful home she and her husband worked so hard to achieve. The home that was finally furnished the way she wanted it, with the very, very best of everything. She was surrounded by the oriental rugs she was so proud of, the formal French sofas, the paintings, the china and glass, the handsome silver service. She had been snatched away while silently, almost cruelly, they remain. Lord, I grieve for my friend. My heart hurts that she had so little time to enjoy the things that she had earned and that meant so much to her. But let me learn something from this loss, that possessions are meant to enhance life, not to become the focus of living. Help me remember that we come into the world with nothing and we leave with nothing. Lord, please don't let me put too much stock in mere possessions. I'm Larry Hatfield. Good day.